This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Today, NHPR reported on how cities in New Hampshire are grappling with this question: where are homeless people supposed to go? And how, without any one unified policy, cities tend to answer that question with where homeless people can't be, imposing bans on panhandling and camping, something often called criminalizing homelessness. Now let's hear about one city that recently came together to strike down one of those bans, Lebanon, New Hampshire. Tim McNamara is on the city council there and was at the public hearing where more than 100 people turned out, and he joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you.
So take us to that night in June when so many residents came to speak out against this ordinance, this ban. Mm-hmm. What would it have done, and what was the argument against it?
So let's take a step back for a minute. This ordinance had been in draft form for about 18 months before that with our previous police chief. Most recently, we had had some complaints from businesses that folks who were camping in the vicinity on city property were utilizing those businesses for bathing. There were some loitering going on. So the police went down and investigated and found indeed that we had an encampment on city property on Route 12A. And so they took what had been developed to date as far as an ordinance goes and brought that forward to us last month. And basically what the ordinance would have done was to give the city a mechanism to remove people who were camping on city lands and impose a small fine of $100 for that activity. We had a hearing on it, and we had over 100 people show up at the hearing, faith-based groups, community action groups, individuals, quite a variety of folks, most of whom were in opposition to us adopting this particular ordinance. And the two primary concerns we heard, one were that it was not a good idea to criminalize homelessness, and two, that it would be great if there was some sort of positive way to address these encampments beyond just ejecting people from city property.
What were some of the so-called positive things that could have been an alternative?
So some of the things that were discussed were, okay, let's let folks stay where they are, but let's provide them with basic sanitation, in other words, a portable toilet. Let's put a dumpster out there. Let's do a water tap off city hydrant so that we provide those sort of basic services. And there was at least one individual in the group that offered to fund that for a year.
A private citizen.
A private citizen, correct. So our discussion was, given the level of interest we had out there, that we should put off any decision on this particular ordinance, and that we should set up a task force, which we do on occasion in Lebanon, to address this issue. So a couple of counselors took on the task of coming up with a plan for that task force and present it to us earlier this month.
And we should note that the council was unanimous in its decision to not adopt this ban.
Correct. And remember, we're not striking down an existing ordinance. This would have been a new ordinance that we would have adopted, and we elected not to adopt the ordinance at this time.
Mm-hmm. Was one of the arguments against it that the ordinance would not have solved the problem of homelessness, but perhaps even made it worse for some of these people?
Yeah, potentially. It certainly could have had the potential of causing them to incur some fines. And obviously, when you're in that sort of an economic condition, $100 is a big deal. I don't want to say that we would have selectively enforced it, but certainly there was a tremendous amount of compassion shown on the part of our city staff, including our police department, in helping to transition people out of these encampments if that is what the council determined was appropriate.
So instead of cracking down in this way, Lebanon is taking an opposite approach. The task force, is there a hope within this task force to find more systemic solutions? And if so, what are those?
So our task forces are very focused. They are looking at a specific problem in a specific area. So what this task force is doing is to take a look at that encampment at that area and what can be done to address that. Our hope as a council is that this discussion with the public has served to sort of heighten the issue of homeless encampments and will result in an organization that will consist of both municipalities, and I don't hold Lebanon alone there, and outside groups who will address this problem in a cohesive, logical way. So for a minute, let's talk about homelessness and homeless encampments, mm-hmm. if we can. We know that they're all over the state. They're all over the Upper Valley. They result from a number of things. They result from an inadequacy or an inadequate number of beds in shelters. they result from folks who might have the availability of a shelter for whatever reason not wanting to enter that shelter. And there's a number of other reasons that people end up in these encampments. The answer may be established encampments at various places in the Upper Valley, which have all of the features that you would find in a more conventional homeless shelter. In order to really be effective, a sanctioned homeless encampment or encampments needs to have all of the features that you would find in a well-run homeless shelter. It's proper sanitation. It's mental health counseling. It's drug abuse counseling. It's a presence that allows the whole thing to be supervised so things don't get out of control. In other words, it's sort of a homeless shelter without walls.
I was going to say, begs the question, why not just open a homeless shelter?
Right. So homeless shelters are expensive to open, as any homeless shelter operator will tell you. I don't know how widely nationally this sort of model has come into place, but it may be less expensive to operate a seasonal sanctioned homeless encampment. In other words, you don't have the bricks and mortar that you'd have in a year-round homeless shelter, but you do have a place for people to go seasonally if that's what they need. So we know that, particularly in this part of the world, these encampments don't always last throughout the winter, that the number of residents tends to fluctuate and obviously go down in the colder months and up in the warmer months. Part of that, from what we've heard, is that they will go into these encampments in the summer to save enough money to be able to afford an apartment for the winter. So the concept of sanctioned seasonal homeless encampments is certainly a possibility that I think is worth looking at, but it really is going to have to be a group effort between municipalities and the outside organizations that are willing to help.
What do you hear from homeless people, if anything, about the possibility of having a sanctioned homeless encampment?
Well, the limited amount we've heard from homeless people at the two meetings that we've had folks attend who are homeless in our area was that they would love a place where they felt secure, that they did not feel like they were going to get kicked out of, that they felt like there was at least sort of basic services available. They just want, I think, some sort of stability in where they are, so that if they have to be in a homeless encampment, at least it's a place where they can feel safe.
Well, Tim, thank you very much for speaking with me about this.
You're very welcome.
Tim McNamara is on the Lebanon City Council, which, at the urging of hundreds of its residents, recently voted against enforcing a ban on camping aimed at homeless people.